wrote the saddest song. You showed it to a boy in school today. Judy, where did you go wrong? You used to make me smile when I was down. Judy was a teenage rebel. She did it with a boy when she was young. She gave herself to books and learning. She gave herself to being number one. Judy, I don't know you if you're gonna show me everything. Judy, I don't know you if you're gonna show me everything. Judy got a book at school. She went under the covers with a torch. Fell asleep till the first morning. She dreamt about the girl who stole a horse. Judy never felt so good except when she was sleeping. Judy never felt so good except when she was sleeping, yeah.
Hi, this is Lily, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you. With a smile like yours, you could get away with murder. So I will not trust you, no, I will not trust you. With a face like yours, you will know no suffering. I can't connect with you, I can't connect with you. I can't connect, although I'll try each time. I won't know why, I'll swat me away like a fly. I can't connect with you. With a voice like yours, you could put the birds to shame. But who are you to blame? No, you can't be to blame. With two eyes like yours, you could melt the rising sun. So I won't talk to you, no, I won't talk to you. I will not talk, I will not walk, and you won't have a clue. You will always have anyone that you could want, and you won't be alone. You'll never be alone. You'll never be at all like me. You'll never be alone. You will always have anything that you could want, but what will that get you? Now what will that get you? It will get nothing, I bet that's what it will get.
There you go. Hello, everyone. This is Lily. What, Lily?
Don't worry about it. Keep going.
Your mic's not on.
Yes, it is.
Your mic? No, mic one. Yeah.
I had a scary moment when I thought that aux one was mic one and that, like, you guys have been hearing me, like, blabber the whole time, but...
No.
Not to worry.
Hi, everyone. This is Lily with Y. Lily with I. You want to say hello?
Oh, hey. It's me.
And today we have no theme for set. Set theme is Thursday,
September 28th,
2023, 9:16 p.m.
1 second, 2 second, three.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, you do. You figure it out.
You do the math.
You crush the numbers.
This is educational radio, so fair enough. We have a little PSA for you all. One that I have committed to memory. Babies were born to be breastfed. It's the best possible source of nutrition for newborn humans. Recent studies show that you can lower your child's risk for respiratory illnesses and even hospitalizations for illnesses like pneumonia by breastfeeding exclusively for 6 months. Among the many other benefits, breastfeeding nurtures the mother-baby bond, is environmentally friendly, cost-effective, and can help prevent postpartum depression. For more information, talk to your healthcare provider. This was a public service message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. I love how individualistic this PSA is. Right?
Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Dawned on me earlier today. I don't know why. Lily, do you want to talk about your first few songs?
And then I'll... Oh, sure. Yeah. Honestly, I was going to go for a kind of just like... up for interpretation, you know, like
sure
it's a text.
Or at least why don't you say the name?
I just didn't really like have much to say. So yeah, like for this set, at least what I was doing was just like picking a bunch of songs that I've been listening to this week and running with it. And so you guys just heard Under the Sun by Spelling off of their like pretty recent, maybe it came out this week, maybe the album came out prior to that, I don't know, but it's a very new album. And then For You by Joanna Sternberg. There's another Joanna Sternberg coming up in later in the set, so keep your eyes peeled.
Ears opened.
Yeah, wrong sense.
It's
oops.
Okay.
Taking by Alex G, which I've not been listening to recently, actually, but I was listening to it this summer a lot, and I think she's quite underrated in
I
Alex
to play
G catalog.
Nah today, but I didn't.
Oh yeah, you did have Nah. Dang. Yeah. Well, just imagine what you can't have. It's great.
Comparison is the thief of joy. Wow.
And then Buffalo replaced by Mitski because she dropped.
Is there a new
like a
Mitski
long time ago.
Music?
Yeah, I mean like. Sometime this month.
I have interesting feelings about Mitski.
What are your feelings about Mitski?
I think the reception of it's very interesting, and I'm saying that as someone who's not particularly online nor plugged in culturally. Well, from what I understand, the fans are very horrible.
True. No, yeah. The fan base is awful. Well, I don't know. I mean, that's... Yeah, it is. I don't know. I'm not sure... if it was really that great before when it was like quote unquote music people online who liked her in like 2016, but like whatever. No, I've...
Can you turn my mic down a tiny bit?
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, you're good.
Okay.
Oops.
Beautiful.
No,
beautiful.
Yeah, I like Mitski. Yeah, I like Mitski quite a bit. I'm definitely... The height of my Mitski obsession has passed. I think freshman year of me was like...
High school, not college.
Yeah, no, yeah. Freshman year of high school.
Okay.
Me it was in deep, but I still like her a lot. Yeah.
Up For You All is another musical ensemble of an interesting fan base. Little Eyes by Yola Tango. I love the album it's off of. I don't remember the name. It's like from 2001. And
Summer Sun.
Thank you. And is it from 2001? Does it say there?
Let me check.
I think it's from around 2000 or so.
Let me fact check 2003. She's lying. Good thing I'm here.
You know, untruth is a necessity of life. And I saw a Yola Tango show this summer, and the fan base was all, everyone there was about 55 and a man and had a beer and was with his friends.
Love.
And I loved it. I loved it so much.
That's really how you identified deep down.
Yes. Yes, yeah. Most certainly.
Like spiritually.
I think. And yeah. I think I normally get along with that type of, that crowd well. And I don't know.
Can you picture it? Do you concur?
The time I saw Yellow Tango was when they were opening for Japanese Breakfast, which is much more of like a millennial brunch vibe. So yeah, I can't really speak to that.
Not a millennial in the building.
Yeah, they really skipped a generation. I felt it's like us and.
Oh yeah, they did.
I don't know if that's true.
No, but anyways, I've been listening to a lot of Yellow Tango this week. So Little Eyes is great, and then also I think it was a Sparkle. Yeah, Sparkle Horse Gold. I've been listening to a lot of Sparkle Horse because they just released the new album.
They did.
Even though he's, how long has he been dead for?
Oh, I have no idea.
A posthumous release. Anyways, so those are the first two picks. And then I think we're going to do some Alice Coltrane and Beat Happening and Stars of the Lid, but we'll find out. But yeah, first we're going to hear Little Eyes by Yellow Tango and Gold Day by Sparkle Horse.
Yeah. Also, on the topic of awful fan bases, I think it's really beautiful that the Alex G came before the Mitski because he's really following in her footsteps. Wait, with developing an awful fan
really?
Base. Yeah.
How do you, like, where is this?
Because just, like,
development taking
TikTok.
Place. Is it on TikTok?
Yeah. Just in that way. Like, I'm not saying either of their fan bases were, like, amazing before, but they're just both, like,
are his songs,
TikTok-ing.
Like, popular sounds? Or is it just that
yeah,
people talk
like
about
all
him
of them
a lot?
Ever.
Wow.
That's really crazy.
Well, because I know Trick is regaining a lot of popularity amongst people
yeah,
who aren't otherwise.
Yeah, it's Trick heavy. Particularly. It's Trick heavy because, you know, perfect soundtrack for the like, girlies to make their, like, fairy grunge fit videos, too, or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, God.
And who can blame them? 21. And that's, like, my number one need, personally.
I mean, honestly, I'm not that, what did you say, witchy? Fairy grunge? Fairy grunge?
Fairy grunge.
Yeah, okay. Now that
obsolete microtrend.
Now that I'm living my obsolete fairy grunge microtrend life, but
Lily
I mean,
and I are so fairy grunge. Elena Gilbert.
I think...
Trick.
Wait, isn't there a Lily character in Twilight?
Is there?
I don't know. There ought to be. Well, there's one in Harry Potter, which... And I think those girls fall into the...
Yeah. Yeah, I'd argue.
Anyhow, I mean, I think this week's music is actually quite soundtrack, meaning... Meaning what? I don't know. I can't put it into words beyond the fact that it felt quite soundtrack. So, I mean, I'm not living my fairy grunge life, but I am, in fact, listening to Alex G as I pursue whatever title you want to give.
Guys, I'm also not doing that. I was joking. I don't want to put that out there.
Disclaimer.
Yeah, disclaimer.
We have been... Oh, my gosh. We've been talking for 6 minutes. Okay. Okay, so let's hear some Yellow Tango.
Yellow Tango.
Wonderful.
Thank you. you sit a spell with me? You've got diamonds for eyes. It's time for you to rise and evaporate in the sun. Sometimes it can weigh a ton.
It's a shame it was a good lie, but the kiss can always tell. I don't know what's going on, but if you ever need a friend, I'll never understand what the eagles can. Lizards on a stick, an estuary dig. Sorry, nice and quick, but I always forget you're the one that gets the pick. And kissing makes me sick.
an estuary dig. Sorry, nice and quick, but I always forget you're the one that gets to pick, and kissing makes me sick. We stretch out on the sand. Don't need to hold your hand to feel close to you. All the things you could do before the time.
I've got me in the morning, I've got me in the evening, I'll let you be because I've got me and all my faults and flaws and lies are no one's fault but mine. Between self-hatred and self-awareness is a very small, thin line. I can't stop my worry and my fury of all that I've done wrong. I waste so much time, I mean it, so much time. I've got me in the morning, I've got me in the evening, I'll let you be because I've got me. Why is it so hard to be kind and gentle to myself? Take the box of self-deprecation, lock it and put it on the shelf. Then wait 5 days, take that box, throw it in the fire. Maybe one day, oh yeah, one fine day. I've got me in the morning, I've got me in the evening, I'll let you be because it's plain to see. I've got me.
Hey, again, with the mic on this time. You just heard Estuary Dig by Donashevskaya, maybe? Of Apple Jam Performance last week. They were awesome.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, and... that's how I found out about them, and I think they're really good. Honestly, I enjoyed them more live because the drums were just really kicking in. But
yeah, the drums were really far back in that mix.
Yeah, no. It was way more present live, which I think is often the case.
Yeah,
for like
hard to subdue.
Live,
you know,
rock music. Yeah,
really project.
But it's awesome because you can like feel it. And then
I hated that as a kid.
Oh really?
I had a love hate relationship. I love bass heavy music, and I always have. But like, it sometimes like really was too much as a kid. But
yeah,
I also,
it's just
that
a little jarring
I liked
on your
most.
Sensitive little ears.
I just didn't like the way I felt in my stomach. Sometimes it was overwhelming for me, but I also really enjoyed that, the feeling of being overwhelmed by that sense.
Yeah, no, I think
still do.
Well,
still
yeah,
do.
Now we're maybe better able to handle it, and so it's like a fun little overwhelm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then also I've Got Me by Joanna Sternberg, which is like the cutest song I've ever heard. I listened to it like 8 times today. I was just saying, like it reminds me a lot of Kimmy Dawson, yeah, who like love. Mm. Aw, I wish I was a child listening to like Kimmy Dawson's like kids music. She's so awesome.
Oh, I should play that for the babysitting kids.
Dude, you so should.
Oh, I will. I played them Swim So Launch today. I was listening to a lot of R&B today. They liked it. They liked it.
Yeah. You should ask for their like review. What, you know what would be a great idea for a set?
Oh, what?
It's like you play a lot of like your liked songs and then ask the kids to like which ones they like and like
yeah.
curate a song.
They don't like rock.
And like take their comments.
They don't like rock at all.
I feel like you could convince them.
No, I
just play
trying.
Something and say that it's not rock and then they'll probably.
No. I haven't been using much genre word talk. I like, I just played some.
They don't like guitar music.
I think they don't like how heavy it can be, how loud it can be.
That's fair.
I think they like, because they liked R&B a lot. They really liked Miss Lauryn Hill and some Ooh. Erykah Badu, etc. Nice. We did the classics. Anyhow, what's playing after this? This is my song.
This is your song, Going Home.
We have Alice Coltrane, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been listening to Alice Coltrane this week. Beautiful American jazz, that many various instruments.
Well, we can start it now and then talk over it.
Oh, we forgot our plan. Yeah, Alice Coltrane's great. I've been listening to a lot of various long form. This is a 10-minute long song. I don't know if we're going to play it all or not, unfortunately. Can you turn it up in the mix a little?
It just hadn't started.
No, the aux one, see? Just like push up the, yeah, push it up.
Why? No, it'll just be like a little quieter so we can talk over it.
Oh, okay.
It's, yeah.
It's just really beautiful and peaceful, and I feel that we are peace-seeking this week is the imposed theme
we're
of the
so
set.
We're so peace-seeking.
But I love any 10-minute and longer song, personally.
How are you seeking peace?
Right now?
In general. For me, I think Trader Joe's, like, peanut butter cups.
Oh, those in your fridge, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to admit on air how I've been seeking peace.
True.
But... yeah, I can't admit. It's my vices. My vices is how I think music, though. I mean...
Yeah.
This is, like... Come on, you know, you hear that? Like, that's
I'm so at peace right now.
I mean, I was just reading some theory this week about how music is the only real art that can establish values because it's just such a sensory experience and it can actually be disconnected from our world of invented, you know, values and such, and it can actually just be itself. And that's so wonderful. You know?
Yeah, it kind of, it, well, I mean, the fact that there's no, well, I guess there's not always a visual component to art, but, like, it's quite disconnected from, like, a lot of signs and references that we have explicitly in our heads.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
It kind of, like, sidesteps that.
Yeah, especially with non-lyrical music, like this playing right now. And I know what I think of as anxiety-inducing music and relaxing and romantic, like, what chords I associate with that is derived from the canon, but... Hey, like, the canon was invented and it resonated. It's still pure. It's still, like, a pure art form.
I don't want to say it's entirely from, like, your associations with what you've
No, heard
before.
I don't
like,
think I so, think too, because something... I don't... I mean, I used to be a ballet teacher for young children, and so that's classical. And watching children understand the musicality of the waltz is, like, the most beautiful process. It's so beautiful. Yeah. And something to be said about how it resonates.
Mm. They just naturally connect to it.
Everyone... I mean, like... So many adults don't really engage with music or much art in a particularly intentional way, but a lot of them still see, like, say, the Nutcracker or something once a year.
Yeah, I was in such a family.
Tchaikovsky, though, is like...
Not, sorry.
Your family's
no, my,
incredibly...
No, my family likes art, but we did go see the Nutcracker on a yearly basis.
But it really does something, you know, that composition, I mean, it's
yeah,
a
totally.
Great score. It's a great, great, great score. It makes me so happy.
Yeah. We should go see that.
We should. But yeah, I was the stuff I was reading this week, I was like, oh, like, music really is the universal language. Even I used to hate classical too. But yeah, enjoy the Alice Coltrane. We'll talk to you in a little.
Thank you. It's at you again, singing the bad luck lullaby. Come right on in, 'cause it's midnight again. Time for the bad luck lullaby. You know the one, it's the same one you saw when you worked on the revelation. Sing it over the cradle of the child who's born next. A bad luck lullaby. Leave all the truth in so they know what comes next with the bad luck lullaby.
I've been fumbling.
Lily with an second eye instead of a...
Don't call me out like that.
Not me, Lily, has been doing the board for the past two shows, which is not...
Buttons are really hard.
Not the usual operation of this show. Anyways, Lily, you want to tell them your pick right now?
Oh, yeah. So this is The Old Black Hen by Songs Ohia. Shout out to Jack Bronley for telling me to listen to this album. And Lily, what did we just hear from you?
We heard... Going Home by Alice Coltrane off Lord of Lords. I've been listening to that song every day this week, most mornings. It was the first song I picked out to play today. I love a 10-minute song, and I love Alice Coltrane.
I had never heard that song before, but I was
spiritual,
transcending
the power of music again.
Transcending on
for what you were talking about before, and then after, I think is it the Stars of the Lid song after?
Yes.
Stars of the Lid is great. Humectes la Mouture. It's
something like that.
It's French. Here, you can start it now if you want. We can talk over the intro of it.
It'll play.
Oh, it'll play?
Yeah.
Great. I've been listening to a lot of long form, so ambient follows in this this week. And Stars of the Lid is great. I think this is a 2-hour long album. That's what Lily and I were just saying. But it's really, really beautiful. And there's some French in here, which is funny. But Lily, anything else to say besides this
besides
is
besides
the Lily
you're listening to 91.5 WMFM at Protest Reform Radio. Honestly, that was the thought that was really like fresh in my mind, so I wanted to share that.
Thanks to everyone for listening, and I hope you all have a very, very, very wonderful evening, and so on and so forth. And you can tune in next week at 9 PM and hopefully I'm on time.
Have
probably
sweet
not.
Dreams.
And have
after our set ends.
You go immediately to bed.
Yeah.
This isn't I was listening to fall asleep. There's a French. All right. Enjoy,
goodbye.
Everyone. Enjoy Stars of the Lid. And look at the stars tonight. Ah, full moon.
And the moon, the moon's sick.
And the moon.